Okay, today's daf is daf Kuf Beis. Today's daf is sponsored by the Daskal family, the Zecher Nishmas David Tzvi Ben Dov Mordechai, and by the Silver family, the Zecher Nishmas Binyamin Ben Mordechai. And the Shemos each have an Aliyah. We are on Kuf Aleph and Beis, the last line. We're in the middle of the question. The question was a question on Rav Chisda held that Dvarim Hatu'unim Bracha L'Achrayim B'Mkoman, which means, based on our explanation, things that you make a bracha main shalosh, right? There's no shinei makom does not mechayev you to make a bracha rishona if you switch, okay? But even if you go somewhere else, and this bracha that we just brought down, but the bnei chabur that were msubin and we established that it's bracha, it's a case of bracha dvarim hatunim bracha lachrayim b'mkomam, and the only reason why they didn't require to make another bracha when they came back to the same spot was because they left somebody there. Meaning, had they not left somebody there, they would have been required to make another bracha. It's a kasha on Rav Chisda. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak is going to come and say, no, that brisa is authored by Rav Yehuda, an individual, and Rav Chisda is going to hold it to Tanna Kamma, which is a chachamim. So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, right, as we start on the bottom, Amar Man Tana Akiros, who is the author of that brisa? Rashi says, Man Tana Akiros, Lahach brisa, Dekatani Apagad, Dvar Matun Bracha Lachreim, Serach Levarech, who is that? That is Rabbi Yehuda. That's the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. This Sanya. So the following, a different Brisa, which is going to clearly state that it's Rabbi Yehuda. Chaveirim Shayim Mesubim. So they have Chaveirim, which I guess is Dafka. Right? These Chaveirim, these Tamid HaKamim, Shahayu, right? They don't call Chaver, right? They used to call them Chaver, right? Yeah. What is it? I don't know what that means. It's like in between regular guy and rabbi. I mean, I'm serious. I remember there was a guy in my show growing up, Chaver Chaim, I was calling him. Bisanya, Chaverim, Shayim, Suvim, right? They were sitting, the Akur Aglehem, and they uprooted themselves. So again, we're talking about Chaver, that the needs, that you have to have the bracha in its, bracha chrona in its place. Akur Aglehem, Leilech Lebeis HaKnesses, to go to Shul, August the Dadim, all Lebeis HaMedesh, or to go learn. Kishahin Yotzim, when they leave the place of their Suda, Ain to unim bracha lemafreya. They don't have to make a bracha achrona before they leave, because shein chozer when they return to the place of their suda and they want to continue the meal. Ain to unim bracha lechachila. They don't require another bracha. Meaning you don't require any bracha. So any bracha over here. Amar Rabbi Yehuda b'medvarim amurim. Where are we discussing this? So b'medvarim amurim. Rashbam points out something important. He says Amar Rabbi Yehuda b'medvarim amurim. He says mechlal derabbanan pligi alei bereisha. If the second Tana, it says the words Bamedvar Mamurim, it's coming to be cholik on the first Tana. The Afakab, right, because the Afakab going Nuchash on Mixer, because he quotes, Dam Rav Yochan Be'erim Be'erichalon, Kom Makam Sha'am Rav Yehud Bamel Achlok. If he says the words Bamedvar Mamurim, Rav Yehud says Bamedvar Mamurim, that means he's coming to disagree. If he says Amosai, that's coming to be Mefarish, the Chachamim that came before him. So here he says Bamedvar Mamurim. So Bamedvar Mamurim, what? That you do not require a bracha achrona before you leave, and a bracha achrona rishona when you return. That's bizman shehinichu sham mixas chaverim. So if you left people there, aval lo hinichu sham mixas chaverim. But if you did not leave anybody there, kishehin yotzin when they leave to unin bracha lemafreya, you require a bracha achrona. Ukishehin chozer, and when they return to unin bracha lechatzila, you would require another bracha rishona. So now, Rabbi Yehuda says the words b'medvarim amurim, so he's mashma that he's cholik. And so he says that he's the one who says that you have to leave people over. You have to leave people there or not. The Tanna Kamma, which is a Chacham, say you don't have to leave anybody over. You don't have to leave anybody over. And Mustama, you're dealing with, right? Mustama, you're dealing with the case of items that require a bracha achrona in their place. And why is this not a kasher and Rav Chisda? Because Rav Chisda says you don't need to leave anybody. I'm saying you don't need to leave anybody. You still don't have to make the bracha when you come back. Okay. Right. So the previous brisa that says that if you didn't leave anybody over when you return, you need another bracha rishona. That's what's going according to Rav Yehuda, and you can't ask that on Rav Chisda, who's going according to the Chachamim in this brisa. All right. So now the Gemara is going to ask another kasher and Rav Yochanan, which is going to be a problem because we already left Rabbi Yochanan with the Tiyufta. But Ela Taima, the reason why the Chachamim argue on Rabbi Yehuda is because the Bedvarim Hatunim Bracha Lachrayim Bimkoman. We're dealing with an Alamichya, Right, we deal with an alamichya. And that's why, because that's where it says akru, and that's why the chavim are cholik and Rabbi Yehuda. And they say, the kishen yotzim ancient bracha mafreya, who kishen cholishim ancient bracha lachila, because it's an alamichya. You don't have to make the bracha achrona when you leave, you don't make a bracha mishona when you come back. But the diak would be, aval dvarim she ancient union bracha lachrona b'm koman, but shakol items, right, dvarim the fleshless items, things that do not require a bracha achrona in their place. I feel the Rabbanon, even according to the Rabbanon, Kishen Yotzin Tuna Bracha L'Mafrei, Kishen Kosen Tuna Bracha L'Chatchila. When they leave and when they come back, they'll have to make a bracha. Well, that's a kashan on Rabbi Yehuda. Lema Tehave Tiyufta, not Yehuda, on Rabbi Yochanan. Lema Tehave Tiyufta, the Rabbi Yochanan. That should be a kashan on Rabbi Yochanan. Because Rabbi Yochanan said before, he said that if you Mashana Makomo B'Tocha Su'uda, you don't have to make another bracha. And he made no distinction between an Alamichya or Borin Nefashos. That was Rabbi Yochanan that we mentioned yesterday, right? Rav Yochanan said, "Amar Rav Yochanan, Amar Baravaya, Amar Rav Yudas, Amar Rav Yochanan, Echad Shinu Yayin, Echad Shinu Makom, Ain Sarach Levarich." He says, "If there's a Shinu Makom, you don't have to make a bracha." And he doesn't make any distinction between Alamichya and Borin Nefashos. So here he holds, even if you have a Borin Nefashos item and you change Shinu Makom, you don't have to make a bracha. Well, that goes against now because he's definitely not like. It's definitely not like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda says you have to be close to Mevarech even if you did an Alamichya food item. And the Chachamim wanted to say that if by an Alamichya food item, but by a Shakel food item, they would agree. They'd have to make a bracha when you come back. So that's a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. And the Gemara says, wait a second. The Lav Mi Usvine Chada Zimna. We already ended up with one of the different brides, so we ended up to Yuta Rabbi Yochanan to Yufta. We already rejected Rabbi Yochanan. So now you're going to ask me, you're piling another question on Rabbi Yochanan? What's the point? You're piling this next question on Rabbi Yochanan again. So the Gemara answers, The Makshan says, you know, maybe here I can also have another kasha. What's the purpose? The Rashbam says in the at the end of the second wide line, the Rashbam, he says, "Neimar tahabit yufta nam meha shim yavo adam v'taretz lahach kamaisa." If someone comes and messes and answers that first question, "O yishavesh oso aydei brisos acheros." Or they will, you know, say that figure out that there's a competing brisos and say that the brisa we asked from Rav Yochanan, therefore, is not the choladeos. No shtvei mehach. Then we can answer from this brisa. But we want to reject Rav Yochanan. So just in case, we have another. We're going to pile them up just in case. So the Gemara says, no, you don't have a rai here against Rav Yochanan. The whole thing we said over here with a rai against Rav Yochanan is that the Chachamim would agree in the case of a boring the fashos that you would have to come back and have to make another bracha. When you leave, you'd have to make a bracha achrona. So Amar Lach Rabbi Yochanan, who hadin that filu dvarim she'ain te'unim bracha l'achrei b'mkom nami in sherech levarech. No, the Chachamim agree with me. Even if in the Shakel case, they would not require you to make a bracha, another bracha on the Shinui Makom. But the Brisa says akur aglehen, which we've established means they're in the midst of a meal, which means you're dealing with an alamichya type food. So no, that's just lehodikacha kocho de Rabbi Yehuda. That's just to show you how far Rabbi Yehuda goes. That even by alamichya items, then he nichol mixas chaveim, rav alon nichol mixas chaveim, shen yotzim tibrachim afreik, shen chosim tibrachim afreila. Basically, it comes to show you the power of Yehuda Shita that says in all instances, if you change your makom, even if you left people over, you still have to make another bracha. It just comes to show how machmir Rav Yehuda is, or how maker Rav Yehuda is. Which, that's the next question. The Rashbam asks you, wait a second. Lodika kocha the Rabbi Yehuda is machri, requiring you to make another bracha. The Rabbanon are mekel. Usually we say koach de teira adif. So the Brisa should be talking about all situations to show you the power of the Chachamim. That even in the case of davar she'ain tu'un bracha bimkoma, meaning in a shako case, you would not require bracha by shinu makom. So isn't that koch that here under? So why are we saying, why are we going that Lodicha Koko of the Machmir? That's the Rashbam. Next to Rashbam, Lodicha Koko of the Rabbi Yehuda, if you go four lines in, he says that starts second word in the line, Veleka. It says, Veleka le'ekshuye, don't ask, Adarava, Lishmi'inan Dvarim, She'ein Shrichan Brachel Achrein Bekoman, Lodicha Koko and the Rabbanan de Mekelim Kolkach, Shafilu Aleha, Ain't Sarach Levarich, Lishmi'inan Koko that here under. Number one, I think the premise is off. You can simply say that Rabbi Yehuda is the Mekel. Why is he Mekel? Because he's telling you to make another bracha. When it comes to bracha, usually subject brachas, usually you don't make a bracha. He's being Mekel to allow you to make a bracha. You shame Hashem. Otherwise, it would be a bracha of Atala. So I think maybe the premise of the question could be off. But But the Rashbam says, no, a different answer. He says, you only say koach teteru adif if the logic behind it is not so simple. The logic behind it makes sense to say, in this case, to say, if you have a shinui makom, you don't, in this case, if you have a shinui makom, you don't have to make another bracha. Because, most probably, the guy had das to come back. So there's a svarah behind it. He had the das. Rabbi Yehuda is coming, even if you had the das, you don't have to make another, you have to make another bracha. So that's why it's more of a chiddush by Rabbi Yehuda. But let's read inside. He says, ein lomer kach, de ein koach v'chashivus im ein mitzorchim levarich. It's not a big deal to say that you don't have to make the bracha. The svaruhu, the kevan shelo hesek hadas meintayim, since he didn't have hesek hadas, lami yachshol yivarech. Why should he make the bracha? Rather, ela aval koach the Rabbi Yehuda adiv tvei shemachmir shtei chumros al dibrei chachamim. He's double machmir. The lo mi bay dvarim shritchem bracha lachayim b'komon shechay levarech afa pishach averav potrin. Even though you have by the borei nefashos. They say you still have to make a bracha. I feel very much shrichim bracha lachrei mekom nami chayev. Even what's the difference? Why would you go even so far when you have and you have das? You don't have hesach das. So he says that's why the Rashbam says the Gemara can to talk about the koach of Rabbi Yehuda. But again, I don't think it's a question. I think and it's not mad. I saw it from somebody. Maybe the Rashash. Somebody said that it's not koach de'atera. It is koach de'atera, but it's allowing you to make a bracha and using Shem Hashem. Okay.
Guys are eating together
a lot
more. Then they go to
the
morning status for 4 hours.
Well, there's a time period. We have to figure out what the time period is. There is definitely a time period.
Right, they don't seem to mention it.
Right.
She's coming back, and the doctor come back. I come back 5 minutes in the afternoon. I don't want to come back. It's my same drink. Or whatever. They don't seem to put in the time.
I don't know. Look at the Tosos. Tosos says.
First of all, what happens if you're at a sick? You're at a meal. Yeah. You're sitting down at the table. And you stop eating. All you do is shmooze. You can't just go and do an alam milk 3 hours later either. Nothing changed. Time frame stays the same about if you're there or not there.
Here we're not talking about. There's another, probably another component that you have to talk about, which is the time frame. Here we're talking about the location component.
Right.
Hasn't talked about it yet. You're right. Tosfos says mikan mashmash im shachar lispalel, that if you forgot to daven v'niskar v'emtsu tzuda, if you remember in the middle of your tzuda v'hispalel she'ein tzarech bracha filo chachili, you don't have to make a bracha. You don't have to make a bracha. Sure. Seems to be a lot of the Rakhon say, right, that it's talking about if you daven in your house. But maybe if you leave and go somewhere else to daven, maybe that is a hefsek. I don't know. It's says in Shulchan Aruch Kuf Ayin Ches Vav, which is the siman, talks about these items. Kuf Ayin Ches Vav Misha Niskar B'Tocha Suda, someone who remembers during the Suda Shelo Hispalel, he didn't daven. The Amar Hispalel, and he got up to daven. Afilu im ein shehus ligmor suudaso lihuspalel, even if he doesn't have enough time to finish the meal and to daven, meaning it's at the end. Therefore, shechayiv lahafsik, he has to stop. The efshar lo leechol achis palel, and therefore he has to daven right now. Im kozeh lo havi hafsik. The Shulchan Aruch says it is not a hafsik. The Mishnah Brua says uladas hamichaber b'sif aleph hudafka kishim ispalel b'veso. If he's in his house. About im holeich lebeis kineses have a hefsek. So maybe it's a hefsek if he goes into shul.
Yeah, but there's such little time.
Well, that's exactly what the Shulchan Aruch said. Even though you have such little time, it would still not be considered a hefsek for your meal. If you're staying, at least if you're staying in the house. Okay, so that answer. That's not a question on Rav Yochanan. Okay, and then we say, finally we say, and our girsa at least, our girsa has. We have a brisa that supports Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda again made a distinction between dvarim tunin brach lachayim kolman and things that did not tunin brach lachayim kolman, which is as follows: chaveir shayim esubim lishtos yayin. Our girsa has these guys are sitting down to drink wine. What type of brach lachayim does wine need? Dover tunin brach lachayim dover atun brach lachayim kolman. According to the sheet of the Rashbam, that is a machlokas. So therefore, requires an alam yichya. The akur aglayim, and they got up. The chazru, and they came back. Ain't shrichim levarich. They do not have to make another bracha rishona, which supports who? That is Rav Chisda. That's clearly Rav Chisda. You don't have to make it. So it's a support for Rav Chisda. The problem is that there's a major issue with the girsa, because, and I think the issue with the girsa comes about with people's shitas. is yayin considered, is dabar aton bracha l'achrei mekomon just simply an alamichya? We just learned that's how we learned it, that's what the response said, but there's a machlokas, whether it includes all shivas aminim, whether only, that's one shita, that's the shita we've been going on, does it include only yayin and mazonos? Does it include only bread? So maybe if any of the other shitas, they have a problem with the girsa, then they take out the word yayin, they change it, and they make it as a raya to Rav Yochanan. Because he says, the case over here is ain't sirichon levarech.
You just have too much time to talk about it, Alamichya.
What?
We're talking about
Alamichya, but is that the...
Well, we have Shalom, it didn't work.
But is that the definition of davar haton, that the tzarech bracha cholim in koma? Yeah. Is that the definition? That's how we described it. Yesterday we looked at the Rashbam, right? But that's not a Choladeus, right? Look at Tosos on Kufayin on yesterday's Amud Beis, Malon Tosos. He says Peiros Rashbam. He goes Mayim with Peiros. Those are things that not require a bracha Achronim and Koman. She ain't Shrich Machrein bracha Chasuva me ain't Shalosh. Our whole definition was whether you need Alam Mikri or not. Umahai time ain't Shalosh Koman. Hilchah Midos Zeg Mark Sudatzo. And then but he says. And he's about Dvarim to Unir Bracha L'Achreim Mekoman, quoting Rashi, quoting Rashbam.
Wait a second, what else could it be?
One second. If we can limit it. He go Yayin B'chol Zayin Minim. That we said is a Bracha. That is Dvar Ton Bracha L'Achreim Mekoman. However, further down, he says V'chein Halacha B'chol Dvar Chutz Mi Pasu Minim Mizonos Shein Chamishas Aminim. He limits that Bracha Haton Bracha L'Achreim Mekoman. Still may be an alamichya, but that's not the definition. You have to look at what the item is. So the Tosos brings out it's only pasim mizonos. So therefore, yayin and other items are dvarim she'ain't doing bracha mimkoman. That messes up the whole girsa now. The whole way we've been learning. Then you have to learn the Gemara completely differently. Okay, so that is the sugya. But just to, like I said before we started, the Mishnah Berurah has an introduction. He has an introduction to the siman. So let's just read Kuf Ayin Ches Siman Aleph. And it's interesting, you'll see that the Shulchan Aruch paskins like Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says Echaz Ve Echaz Ez Tzarech another new bracha. We just saw that was like a throwaway line yesterday's daf. You can't even remember where he found it, but that's Rav Sheshes' Shita. That's Shulchan Aruch says Hayaokah B'Vayz Zeh. He's eating in this house. Upasuk Sudaso and he stopped eating. V'Halach B'Vayz Acher and he went to another house. Osh Hayaokah B'Kro Chavil Davar Imo V'Yotzal Upasuk Vayisu V'Chazer. But you went out of the house and you came back. Ho Vashinim and Komo, you change your place. Sarach Lavarach Mafreya Masha Achal, you have to make a bracha achron on what you ate, which is according to the sheet of the Rambam. Bechozem Rivarach Batrila Hamotzi, talk about Hamotzi. There's anything. Everyone agreed that Hamotzi is Davar Shaton Bracha Achrona from Komo. Nevertheless, Biachakach Yigmor Sudaso. But if you're in the house, or Pinopin in the house, that's not the Neil. So he's passing like Rav Sheshes. He quashes straight like Rav Sheshes. And then the Ramah, there's a long Ramah, he says, there are those who argue on everything that the Ramah says in this siman, because they hold sovereign shinui makom einu ella kehesach hadas. Shinui makom, the halacha shinui makom are the same halachas when it comes to hesach hadas. Therefore, im shinui makomo lemakom acher ain't tzarich levarich el lifnei masha rotsi lechol avalo masha kvar achol. You don't have to make a bracha achrona. You don't even have to make a bracha rishona when you go somewhere else. V'dafka shlo hiniach mitzvah chavein mesuda. It's only if you don't lead people over. And you only ate items that don't require bracha l'olam mekomam, whatever those items are. About im hiniach mitzvah chaveir. Oh, I feel low hiniach, but achal dvarim shetzrichem bracha l'mekomam. In our situation, it would be any an al mikhya. I feel masher rotzul achal achar kach ain't tzarich levarich. Then you don't have to make a bracha, right? That's what. So it seems like the Ramah is quoting the Shulchan Aruch is just going the chumrah and quoting quotes from Sheshes, and the Ramah goes more into the sugya to explain the sugya. But if it's good idea if you want a chazer to read the Hakdama of the Mishnah Berurah on Siman Kuf Ayin Ches. There's a pretty short Hakdama. He says basically you have to explain three things: mahu shinui makom, what constitutes a change of place, right? Imi bais l'bais mecheder l'cheder, what's the shinui makom? Be'ezer davar shayach din shinui makom, what items, what food items require having this concept of shinui makom apply to them? And number three, im shinui makomo, if he actually did change his place, what's the din? And you have to go through it. So Mr. Brewer goes through it case by case. Okay, let's.
I thought we made Hilchos Brachos. If you make a shahako and you don't anticipate having another drink, you have to make another bracha.
Right.
So if you're going to your neighbor's house,
that's Hesach Hadas issues.
Right. If you're drinking Coke in your house, the neighbor invites you in the next door,
right,
and gives you a lemonade, you have to make a brook, because you didn't dissipate that, right? So what? So you're changing places.
It's Chin Mugga.
You didn't dissipate having
right
a drink.
Okay.
How does that relate to this? You knew you were going to go next door.
Well, right? He said, the Rama says, if you didn't know, then that's the problem. The Rama said that.
Oh, this is when you knew you were going.
Right. This is what you knew. This is the only din of Shini Makom. He's only talking about the Shini Makom. If you didn't have Das, it's a different story.
Well, so you knew at the outset that you're going to go next door.
He says, Miyu im hisi of Daito, kishachozer vadet sarach lebarach al masher rotsi lochel acharkach, ve'ein chiluk ben chaz lemakom sh'achak varu ben siyim sudas lemakom acher, v'chein noagim imidos eilu. He says, v'kol makom l'chachil ho yakim v'kol below bracha, l'chachil you shouldn't change your place without a bracha, v'chashin an shema yishkach v'ilachzer v'lechol. Maybe you're going to forget when you go play someplace else, so make your bracha achrona. Milo tzorach mitzvah veres. If for mitzvah veres, kigon shegiyas matzvila, mutter. Then you can. But if you don't have das, if you never had intention, then yeah, of course you have to make the bracha. Okay. That is that sugya. Now the Gemara goes back to the machlokas that we had between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, which was, someone's eating on Erev Shabbos, and now it becomes dark, right? Does he have to stop his Suda at dark, and then make Kiddush, and end the Suda, and make Kiddush, and then start? So, what's the case? So, Tana Rabbanan, we have the following case in a Braisa. B'nei Chabura, they're eating a meal on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontov, the Kaddish Alein Yom, and it got dark, and now, according to Rav Yehuda, they have to stop their meal, and they have to bench. You also have to make Kiddush now. Right, they also have to make Kiddush. So, what do they do? Mevi and lo kosho yayin. You bring him a kos, right? The omer lav kedushas hayom. And he says Kiddush. Then, the kos and sheni, they bring him a second kos, omer alav birchas hamazon. And then you bench. And then you wash again for the new suda for Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Those are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Rashbam says, second class Rashbam, he the Amar Yehuda El Umil Ho Begiyah Shasa Kiddush Sarach Kaddish Chila. Well, Shabbos came, so you got to do Kiddush right away. So he's got to make Kiddush, but he had to stop the meal. So therefore, he stop the meal. You make Kiddush on one coast, then you bench on the other coast, and then you wash and you start the next meal, the Shabbos meal. That's our Girsa. There is an opposite Girsa that the Rashbam says. He says, Loshan Acher Gassin and Rishon Omer La Birchas Hamazon. The first coach you say benching, the finish, and Sheni Omer Lav Kiddush Hayom. So Sefta the Brachas Muchat Loshan Rishon, but he goes like the first Loshan. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda says you have to stop. But Rabbi Yossi Omer.
No one's davening here.
But Rabbi Yossi Omer. No, they're not davening later. Rabbi Yossi. What are they davening? Kabbal Shabbos?
Kabbal
Shabbos doesn't exist. Shabbos exist at the times of the Ari?
It exists.
Kabbalah Shabbos is not, is Valkabitz wrote L'chadoti, so it's not.
It was nothing, it was just
Mitzvah Marav. It was Mitzvah Marav. Kabbalah Shabbos, you have stories in the Gemara where they went out Likra Shabbos Malkasa. What?
I missed those days.
Right. What?
After Kiddush, you have
Kiddush Makom Suda.
Kiddush Makom Suda, so now you're making a hefsek.
It's not a hefsek, it's part of the whole thing.
You're stopping, you're benching, you're making.
I'm sitting here.
You're making Kiddush.
I'm making Kiddush.
Then you're benching.
And then I'm benching, then I'm washing and I'm eating.
And then you're washing and you're eating.
So I'm all, it's, you're, it, you're all osek in the mitzvah. It's all those. What have sick?
You're making Kiddush on benching?
What do you mean making Kiddush on benching? You make Kiddush.
Right after Kiddush comes benching.
Okay, so how big of a have sick is that? It takes you a couple minutes and you're sitting right there at the table.
Because you made a comparison that you need to bench first. He's saying Kiddush Sayyom came, you have an obligation
to do so.
Finish,
then
you bench.
Then you bench. No hefsek. Wait.
What's the issue that way? Hefsek for what? Who cares? You're benching anyway. I don't care.
He says it's a hefsek with your Kiddush Makom Suda.
Yeah.
It's not a hefsek with Kiddush Makom Suda. You're osek in the mitzvah. If I wash and I go sit down and I'm waiting for people to come to the table, that's such a hefsek. If it takes a little couple minutes.
Let me change the case just a switch.
Okay.
What would be if he wasn't planning on coming back to eat again? So what would you make first?
He
finished eating. Kiddush Hayom came.
Right.
He's finished eating.
Okay.
So what is he doing now? Does he bench or make the or does he make Kiddush?
It's a what if question, Menachem. Do I have to answer that?
Yeah.
I don't
know. Thank you,
Menachem. That's what Rabbi Sovlovsky says, right?
No,
what is?
Nothing changed.
Or let's say,
what changed?
I don't know what difference would be.
You
You're trying to throw in. So he eats after he makes the kiddush. So he drinks two cups of wine. What's the problem? You figure out how to have kiddush and makom suda. Nothing changes. You figure out you have kiddush makom. You do it. Mean it to tegima. He eats a little bit after he makes the kiddush. You figure it out. So he has something to eat. Okay, that's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi says. Rabbi Yossi says you don't have to. Rabbi Yossi says you don't have to be mafsik at all the meal to eat the new meal. What do you do rather? El ochel b'holich. You continue eating atchet tefshach. You continue eating until you finish the meal, and then when you finish the meal, gamru kos rishon v'varich la birchas amazon. When you finish the meal, you take one kosher benching and v'sheni yomer galav kedusha yom. Then afterwards you make kiddush. Kiddush makom suda. So you eat a little bit afterwards. You be yotzi the mitzvah kiddush makom suda, or maybe he holds like Rav and doesn't have that problem kiddush makom suda. Why does he have to wash?
Because that's what you said yesterday. The cake is not good enough. You have to wash.
It's only according to the Gra.
Exactly.
You have kiddush makom, you eat it.
Okay.
But you can't. You're mixing and matching. Who knows, right? I mean, you can do that. So even you have to make the suda. So you just say that the suda that he had before counted. Kiddush makom suda maybe means
suda that he had before counted. What?
For Yisrael Shabbos.
Yeah,
okay, so it goes backwards. He holds it, the Kiddush Makom Suda, it also goes back. Yeah, why not? So the Gemara is now asked, why do you need two? Basically, the Gemara is not going to focus on that. The Gemara is supposed to focus on the fact that they brought two kosos. What do you need two cups for? Just use the same kos.
Oh, you notice that no matter what, they're using a kos for venture.
Yeah. Only the four people do that now. But you're supposed to, supposed to use that kos for venture.
Prepare for Mishnah Berurah.
Exactly. I had a funny story. I had somebody over, so I asked him, are you back there making benching on a coast? He goes, my back there is a halacha and shofanara.
Okay.
What did you say?
So does that guy
eat in the sukkah?
He said,
me too.
Does that guy eat in the sukkah three times?
What?
Does he eat in the sukkah three times?
Anyway,
so.
And he's not
going to
eat my house.
Is that what you signed? Did Mr. Bruce say there also?
You're not going to have him over again, Mati, right?
Amai,
the name of the Tarvayo Chadakosa, just use the same kos. Why can't you use the different, why do you have to use two separate kosos? So, Amrav Huna, Amrav Sheshes, Ein Omrim Shtei Kedushas Al Kos Sechon. We don't say two mitzvos on one kos. My Taima, what's the reason? Amrav Nachmar Yitzchak, Mivishe Ein Osin Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. We don't do mitzvos in bundles, right? Rashbam says, the Mechalai Kamasui. Because it's like a burden to you. Another kos. I'll do it all in one shot. You don't do that with mitzvahs. Each mitzvah is important. Each mitzvah has to have its own show, its own beauty, and be done individually. Enosi mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. What? Correct. Right. So Gemara says, "Velo, is that really true? Do we not do mitzvahs chavilos chavilos? Do we not do mitzvahs in bundles?" Vatanya, we have the following brisa. Hanichnas lebeiso b'motzei Shabbos. Come home after Shabbos, and now you're going to make Havdalah. Right, you're going to be Madalah Kos. So this is going according to Beis Shammai, because the Ma'or and the Besamim is mixed up. Mevarech al Yayin. You make the Bracha Bor Pir Gafen, right? And you don't drink it. And then you make Ma'or, you make the Bor Mireyesh. Then you make the Besamim. V'achakach Omer Havdalah al Kos. And then you say Havdalah al Kos. And im ein lo el Kos Echad, if you only had one Kos, you have to have your suits malkin now. You have to go eat afterwards. So you want to have the kos after your benching. And then you take all the brachos afterwards. If you only have one kos, what you do is you come. Problem is,
you have no choice here.
Okay, that's the Gemara is going to say ain lo shani. But the Gemara is developing its question. That's how the Gemara works. The Gemara is developing its question. So the first level. That's a different reason, and that's sort of plays in over here, is because you may not. You can't. Once you bench, you can't betome anything until you make Abdullah. So you get stuck. What do you do with the kos? So over here, since we don't make Abdullah and Shul, what do we do with the kos afterwards? We spill it out? Someone drink it afterwards? We bench on the kos here, Shal Shudas Menachem. What do we do with the kos afterwards? No, he doesn't.
Nobody
He doesn't drink it.
Yes, he does.
He drinks the kos of benching?
Yes.
Well,
Marcelo,
though.
Yes.
Well,
okay. I'm the only one who's next to
him. He doesn't. Rabbi drinks it? Huh? It's my spot.
Rabbi drinks
it?
He does.
Interesting.
But Rabbi Rosner was marking not to make on the kos so because we...
He didn't want to leave it over because we're not making Abdullah
right.
here.
Right.
So that's another reason why we should make Abdullah and Joel. You can just take that coast, make a dollar and shul, and you can drink it.
A lot of shuls do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Only, oh, no, right. Oh, so that, if we do that, then we have to say the Mitzvah Be'er for the Chol and the other way also. Okay.
then do you have to make Kiddush and Shul also Friday night?
Yeah. No. Well, that's a different story. So, but maybe the reason is, maybe his reason is it because our Rebbe doesn't want to leave the coast over and no one touch it. I don't know. So is it true? So basically the case over here was that the guy didn't have anything. So after benching, he'll bring bracha on the coast and then he'll say Havdalah and drink it. Problem is, if he didn't say it, how is he eating? That's my question. How is he eating in this case before he's benching? He only has one coast. So save the coast for afterwards. He's making Havdalah after benching. But he can't eat before benching. Maybe he's continuing a previous meal and he can keep going through.
Yeah.
That must be the case.
He makes Havdalah.
No, the case is he only has one coast. So we say, so first bench, then make Havdalah. So what's he eating before he made Havdalah? So it must be that he's continuing a previous meal going through. Yeah, he's eating all the way through. Okay, so but our answer is, ain't no shiny. If you have no choice, you have no choice. And what's the problem? Ain't no shiny. So Gemara says, okay, what about the following case? The Hayomtov Shechal Yos Achar HaShabbos. So Yonta falls out on Sunday. So it's mostly Shabbos. So you have to make Havdalah on the coast, and you have to make Kiddush. And we do it on the same coast. Right? Yonta, the Islay, because on Yontif, you have kosos. You have wine on Yontif. I mean, assume it's Pesach. You definitely have wine. You have wine because you prepared the beginning of the Yontif. You have wine. But Amar Rav, and Rav says, Yachna, which is Yain Kiddush Ner Havdalah, missing this man here. And we'll get to that next tomorrow's daf about Yakna, Yaknahaz, Yanhak, all the different, right? Well, yeah. Well, that's also that's what Tosos brings down. Tosos talks about that. Tosos says Yakna, right? Tosos says Umash ain Maskir B'Samim, second to last Tosos, right? Perish Vashvam, the Tam B'Samim Mishum Ibu Neshama Yisera, because you lose the Neshama Yisera, Ubiyantim Nami Ikan Neshama Yisera. So therefore, you don't have to make the B'Samim, right? Right? He says the Kasha, if that's the case. The im came motzi yontif, just yontif ends on a Tuesday, right? Amaylo tekinu b'samim. Why don't you say b'samim then? So he says lachay nira the b'yontif leka neshama yisera. You don't have a neshama yisera on yontif, so why aren't you making b'samim? V'acha ein maski b'samim mishum the simchas yontif lachil v'shtiyah mo b'kmo b'samim. The meal that you can have takes the place of b'samim. You lose the neshama yisera, don't worry, I'm going to eat them and keep. That's why. V'yesh tamim lo nechonim zet tam nochem ikra. This is the right time, Tosa says. So that's because that's the b'samim issue. What about the zman issue? But he says, Gemara says right away, Amri, what's the case? If there's no, what's the one yontif? Trivia question. What's the one yontif? You don't say shechianu. Shvi shopesach. So that's what Gemara says. Amri, midlo amr zman. It doesn't say shechianu mechlal. Which yontif we're dealing it with? The shvi shopesach askinon. You're dealing with the seventh of Pesach. Maybe you don't have so much wine. So you used all your wine already. Right, the choma, the havile, achile, the leshle. He used it all up already. He had, 6 days ago, he had a seder, and he finished everything. So maybe he doesn't have. Maybe that's maybe the reason why he's saying kiddush and Havdalah on one coast because he don't have. So he says, wait a second. But how yontav rishon the isle yontav rishon? You definitely have two kosos. You have four kosos. Beginning of the parik, even Ani Shem Yisrael doesn't. It has to have four kosos. But Amar Abaye yakzna. Right, Yavai says Yain Kiddush Zman Ner Abdullah, all in one. See, Zman's included here. But Rav Amar Yach Nahaz, which is Yain Kiddush Ner Abdullah Zman. So you're making Kiddush and Abdullah on the same coast. And you definitely have more than one coast, so why are you making Kiddush and Abdullah on one coast? So my answer is no, you're right. Typically, we don't do Mitzvah Chavilas. However, Ella, Havdullah, the Kiddush, Chad Nemilzahi. Havdullah and Kiddush is all one topic. It's all one and the same. But Birchas HaMazim and Kiddush Trey Milininu. So if it's one item, you can do it on one coast, Havdullah and Kiddush. But benching and Kiddush is two different items. What is it, one item? Rashi says. Rashbam says, yeah, that's how we do it. Rashbam says, Kiddush of the Havdullah. It's like right in the middle of the Rashbam. It's in the middle of Tosos Menicho. You see, Kiddush of Havdullah Chadam Yosehi. Tarvayu Mishum Kiddushas Yom Tovim Ninu. They're both because of Kiddushas Yontif. Right, we're saying Havdalah to distinguish between the Kiddush, the Shabbos and Kedushas Yontif. The Kedushas Shabbos, Kedushas Yontif, and the Kiddush is also for the Kedushas Yontif. So they're both on the topic of Kiddush Hayom. They're both talking about Kiddush Hayom. Uba Havdalah, another answer. Uba Havdalah after Umasik Kedushas Yontif. The same thing. The Mavdil being Kodesh, Nikolash Mavarach. I think I put the two reasons together. But they both have to do, they're both the same type topic. But when it comes to benching, it's two different things.
One separates it from the one from Kalfin.
Right, it's all dealing with Kedushas Yontif.
It's the same
thing. It's the flip side of the same coin. It's all dealing with Kedushas Yontif. Exactly. Tosos points out, in Tosos, She'ein Omer Shnei Kedushas HaKosa Echad, He says, "V'yesh noegim b'chuppah mitam zem." When it comes to a chuppah, yesh noeg shelo lomar sheva brachos al kos birchas hamazon. That's how we have the middle. You have two kosos when it comes to sheva brachos. One the guy benches on, and you have another kos that you go around with the sheva brachos, right? Yesh noegim b'chuppah mitam zem shelo lomar sheva brachos al kos birchas hamazon. El mevin kos acher. You bring another kos. The aim of Arkan al Sheni Bor Pir Gafan. You don't make the Bor Pir Gafan on the second coast. You make the Bor Pir Gafan on that first coast. Shekvar Birich al Coast Birich Hamazon. Ki ein Nachon Levarach Ramayim. You can't make it twice. So you have the two kosos, and then they do the whole mixing of the kosos, right? Which you've seen. Whatever. But he says Achar Beinu Meshulam Haya Omer Kol al Coast Echad. He says everything could be on one coast. The Lo Dami the Birich Hamazon Mekiddush. The Shavu Brachos and the Bor Pir Gafan is not like benching and Kiddush. The train nili ninhu. Aval hacha chadem milsehi. The birchas hamazon gorim the birchas nesudim ubirchas eris birchas nesudim. The benching is what causes the shever brachas. So it's all one Indian. So he says you only need one kos. We use two kosos. He says, what about under the chuppah itself? You have the birchas eris and the nesudim. We also have we have two kosos.
No,
one kos.
Yeah.
One kos. We just split.
Maybe there's two. Right, we split. It was the same reason. Well, that's one of the reasons.
No,
he says,
the same one coast.
Oh, yeah, no different people. Yeah.
Right, but you split it. He says, Birchos Eiris and Minasu in Nogu Lomar Shde Kosos. He says the Minog wants to do on two Kosos. But Taima Dergrinum Zebelozet, because it used to be a year apart. So nowadays they would do it on two Kosos. Right? Kidam Mixuvos, Mirachan Birchos Eiris and Mirvase Eiris, Mirchos Eiris, Mirchos Eiris, Ode, the Nog Likros. Ksuva bintayim. He says we now read the ksuva in between. V'have a hefsek and becomes a hefsek. Ulekach miskavnim v'lachein and you want the hefsek. It's actually kavanah. The ksuva is actually kavanah for hefsek. Ulekach tzarich base kosos. Point of tosis, you need base kosos other than ksuva. Wait, it comes up also chavilos. So recently I had a friend of mine and his brother-in-law both had babies the same day and they had two bris, double bris. Same thing with the twins. Same issue with the twins. We have the twins. So how do you do the double bris? Can you just bring one in and bring the other in, or you have to really separate?
There's a break.
So there was a break. They had a break. The Enos and Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos.
Hi, how's it going? There's a break.
There's a break.
Oh, 2 minute break in between.
How long was your break?
5-7 minutes.
Because Yanky Hirsch had it with his nephew. His son and his nephew had the bris the same day.
Twins is the easiest question.
Same thing with the twins.
It was the easiest question. Right.
I guess what Mordechai Bohm had. Mordechai Bohm had. He also had that.
They had
to separate. I understand. So that everyone's having.
That's why I asked.
So now I have three. Now I have three examples. I have a chazaka, and that's the way we do it. Oh. Okay. We'll stop here.
One second. Before you stop, you have in the back over here a question that if your mother asks you to do something and your father asks you to do something,
right?
Is it an issue of
chavilos
and
chavilos?
You can't do them both at the same time. It's two separate rituals.
So you do none.
What?
So you do none.
No, you do one then the other.
I'm not sure what the
question is. I mean, not a malach. He asked you to.
Right. Okay. So what does that mean? What does that mean?
Well, the case is you can't make two brachas on one coast unless there's a difference. When it comes to benching and havdal, you have to do two separate kosos. There was a shaila I heard about. What if you have your site for your parents on the same day. People live when they passed, they're killed in the Holocaust, so they have your site the same day. Can you make one kiddush? You can do one tikkun, chavilos. All right, we'll stop here. Everyone have a good day. Have a good week.